You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, guys. My name is JC, and I am here with the one and only Nina Jirachi. How are you doing at the moment?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you going?
I'm all good now that I'm seeing your wonderful face again, because this isn't our first time interacting. We have interacted before during your Nympho set here in Tamaki, and I am looking forward to hearing you coming back again for Slackbon. But before that, can I just also want to congratulate you for your big wins recently, Best Australian Album of the Year by Triple J.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm feeling so happy, but also kind of crazy because this doesn't like happen to me. Like I've been, I guess, releasing music for ages, and like this is the first, I mean, it's my first album, but it's the first time I've ever had award nominations like this and won anything. And yeah, it's just really nice to have the support and support from people who have supported me for a long time. And yeah, I'm just so happy people like the music that much. It feels really crazy.
I'm so happy that you say that as well, because I love your music. You're really good at what you do, and now people are calling you the wizard of EDM electronic music, and that's like a really good thing to have right now. First of all, what DAW do you use?
I use Ableton and I love it.
Do you have like multiple versions of demos that you keep? And if that's so, do you plan to release them?
Yeah, I have so many versions of basically every song. I'm just thinking through. Yeah, every song changed a lot. I'm trying to think if there's any that stayed pretty consistent. Well, that actually happened with on the album All I Am and the interlude before it. That was originally one song without the extra vocals at the start. Like All I Am had this like long interlude that built up into it, but it just felt like we were trying to make a music video for it, and it was really hard to think of what to put at the start with the long part. So we're like, let's just like cut right to the main bit and then have that be its own song. So that was like an example of where both of those versions came out in the end, which was cool. There's a few I'd like to put out, like the alternative versions, or that it's fun for people to hear like where the song started.
Honestly, I am also curious because like when you were here in Auckland when you played at Nympho, I wanted to ask, did you play some of like alternative versions of the song?
Yeah, definitely. It's so cool that you were there, because that was also the first shows. Yeah, that the Nympho, the two shows with Nympho in August were the first shows I played post-album coming out. So some of those songs were being played out for the first time, or like the mastered version was being played out for the first time, which was cool. And yeah, it was like, I don't want to say a testing ground, because I was, you know, prepared for the shows, but it was also like kind of me seeing like, how do some of these songs work in this context? Yeah, I had some live like alternative edits of some of the songs for the shows, and yeah, at Nympho was the first time I got to see how any of them went. So it was, yeah, it was really fun.
And as someone who was there, I really enjoyed All I Am, because that is just really something that I'm really curious when certain different electronic artists put certain sounds in a song, and that kind of becomes ear candy to a lot of people. I wanted to ask, when you were here in New Zealand, did you ever like sample or record anything through your phone while you were here?
Yeah, I did actually. There's a pack and save scanner.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious. Well, it wasn't recorded when I was there for Nympho. It was recorded a couple years ago, but I was in pack and save and there were two cashiers scanning at the same time, and their like tones of the scanner was, they were playing different pitches, but it was harmonic, like the two notes went together, so it was doing this like bop, 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 bop. And it sounded really musical, so I recorded it and it turned out to be the same key as All at Once and layered it in. Yeah, you can hear it at a certain point. It's not buried, it's like quite prominent in there, but yeah, there is a pack and save.
Getting to know that the pack and save scanner is a sample on All I Am, that is so funny, that just to hear that sample. Have you also, when you were here, did you ever had an opportunity to explore outside of Auckland? Because you went to Wellington as well, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. We actually had probably more time in Wellington, and we went to, I can go on the geotags of my photos and find where we went. But it was, I can't remember the name of the place, but the Nympho crew took us to this bay. It was a bit of a drive away, and there was a lot of seals there.
That is really sick that you got an opportunity to explore that side, because not many people go there just because they can, because you need to actually drive there.
We were there for at least like 5 days. The Nympho crew are the best, and they really showed us around too, which was sick.
So I wanted to know your thoughts. Do you think that Bro Step should deserve more recognition?
That's a good question. It's so subjective because I like a lot of that music, but you know, there's like also good and bad Bro Step. So I guess it really depends. And like, it's a lot too. You know, there's some people who are going to hear that and be like, oh, you know. I think like it would be cool if there was like a new resurgence and like a lot of people making it, which there is actually at the moment.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think there should definitely, like, the best of the best Bro Step deserves more recognition for real.
My last question for you is, since you're coming to New Zealand again for Slackbond Festival, are there any surprises in terms of the set list that you bring here, or anything different in comparison to your last performance, such as Nympho?
Yes, definitely, because the Nympho shows were, that was the first time I was playing the album songs, like, post its release. And since then, I've played a lot of shows. We did the whole Australia tour and the US tour, and I think the set is more dialed in. You know, I don't think it'll ever be perfect. It's constantly evolving, but it's closer to perfect. It's more rehearsed, and there are newer edits and newer things in there that people at Nympho wouldn't have heard the first time around. So yeah, I'm excited. It'll be my first time playing a festival in your country too, so I can't wait.
I'm so excited because I'm trying my best to get into that space. But thank you so much, Nina, for this interview, and yeah, I'm really excited to see you hopefully at Slackbond in January.
Yeah, come through, that would be awesome. Nice to see you again, and thanks so much for
honestly
having me.
Thank you so much for this.
Cooking, 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 c
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.